Everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching in from. And today I want to talk to you about the SEC and the CFTC getting together to talk about whether Ether is a security or not. And the results of the discussion, which is happening, depending upon when you're watching this, on May 7th, so either the day beforehand or the day of, can have a massive, massive impact on the cryptocurrency, crypto asset world as a whole. Now, there are a number of potential outcomes that we can talk about here, and there are a lot of differing opinions about what this means, whether this is good for the industry, whether this is bad for the industry, what might happen. But I want to touch on a couple of the different things and potentially some of the outcomes that can go down tomorrow because of this meeting between the SEC and the CFTC to talk about whether or not Ether is a security. But first, if you are watching this right now, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Helps to get this video out to as many people as possible. And if you are new here, hit the subscribe button and the notify bell. Okay, so let's get into it. So a lot of this broke on earlier last week when the Wall Street Journal released an article talking about the world's second most valuable cryptocurrency being under regulatory scrutiny, that the SEC, which handles the securities laws in the United States, and the CFTC, which handles commodities laws and regulations in the United States, they're getting together to collaborate and to touch base essentially on whether or not Ether, which is the second largest cryptocurrency or crypto asset, is the second largest one behind Bitcoin, whether or not that is a security. And a lot of this is coming down to the actual ICO or the pre-sale that occurred with Ethereum back in the day. So depending upon when you got into cryptocurrency, maybe you were around for the Ethereum ICO, maybe you participated in the Ethereum pre-sale, which raised at that point in time about $18 million. So we can pop down here. There's a decent article on Cointelegraph right now that I'm referencing here. But the big inquiry right now with the SEC and the CFTC is in regards to the token sale for Ethereum in 2014. And back then, they raised 31,000 Bitcoin for the Ethereum Foundation to fund the development of Ethereum. At that point in time, it was worth about $18 million worth of Bitcoin. Now that's over $300 million at this point in time. And regulators are debating whether or not that the pre-sale of Ethereum could be classified as the sale of securities. Now, that would directly correlate with the SEC's jurisdiction in the United States. But what does that all mean? And the meeting is going down tomorrow, like I said, on May 7th to discuss the appropriate course of action. And so what is kind of the potential of things that could happen? And then what is the feedback from some people in the industry? Well, there's a couple different things that people are talking about. One, shout out to the folks over at CoinCenter, who I do think do an excellent job in terms of content, regulatory-wise, as well as my man Neeraj on Twitter, who is the best memer, the best giffer in the game. But they came out with an article and said that no, Ether of Ethereum is not a security. They went through the difference basically between the token presale and the token itself. And for people that are arguing, I think one thing that is important to understand is that there are people that are arguing that the presale of Ether was at one point in time a security, which would mean that the Ethereum team should have registered with the SEC and they could be open to additional regulatory scrutiny, fines, fees associated with things, a number of not so great things. But because that now the way Ether is used as gas on the network for computational power, for transactions, for deploying smart contracts, for a number of other things, that the way Ether exists in its current form, it is no longer a security and should not be kind of judged as such. And that is something that is discussed in this CoinCenter piece here, is that Ether is no longer, as it exists today, is not a security. Perhaps when the pre-sale went down, Ether was a security, but now with the way the network is structured and the way that things are, kind of moving now, it is not a security anymore and should not be classified as such. So when you think about it in that regards, there are a couple of different outcomes that I think a lot of people are talking about. On Twitter, people are joking around, people are not joking around. I'll pull up a couple of different things from Twitter as well. But kind of the three main outcomes that I think that we're looking at here is, number one, the SEC comes out. The SEC and the CFTC have a meeting tomorrow, and they come out and they say Ether is a security. And if they do that, if they say Ether is outright a security, that is going to be about the worst case scenario you could possibly find, in my opinion, for the crypto asset community outside of anything specifically relating to Bitcoin. I also think this is the least likely scenario, in my personal opinion, because I do think that the Ethereum community, I don't want to say it's too big to fail, but I do think that there are a lot of large, powerful, influential people that do have the ears of regulators and are in communication with regulators and do have an impact on, do have a potential impact and say on future policy. So I think that the possibility of the SEC and the CFTC coming out and saying, yes, Ether is a security straight up, I think that is probably the least likely scenario, but that is the worst case scenario. And if that happens, not only would, in my opinion, Ether or Ethereum, would that drive off of, would that drop off a cliff? But if ETH is a security, then basically every ICO, the vast majority of ICOs, initial coin offerings that have taken place on the Ethereum network, those would also be classified as securities as well, which would ridiculously drop the value of those. And potentially a significant other portion of ICOs. Basically, the only thing that would be safe in this kind of worst case scenario would be, in my opinion, Bitcoin and other proof of work coins that have not done an ICO, not have had an Instamine or a pre-mine or anything like that, but that have just been perfectly transparent proof of work coins. Those would be the ones that would be safe. But even in this scenario, I do think that they would cause a mass panic in the cryptocurrency world, and you would see a large flow of money out of the industry that would also negatively affect Bitcoin and the proof of work coins as well. That's worst case scenario in my mind. The second case scenario, which I think is certainly more likely, would be that kind of going to the point in this Coin Center piece where they talk about that perhaps the way that the Ethereum Foundation was kind of created and the way they were a key promoter in some respect of the presale, they could have sold essentially securities in 2014, but with how the network has kind of moved to actual utility, now Ether is no longer a security. So perhaps there would be light action against the Ethereum Foundation and some type of recommendations for the future. Maybe you see some fines doled out to the Ethereum Foundation. Maybe you see some fines doled out to some other people as well. But for the most part, light action and not just throwing a wet towel on top of the entire industry. I think in that respect, that would overall be, I think, the moderate alternative. The first being ETH is a security, we're all screwed, sell everything, get out, run away. The second being, light action, some fines, things like that against the Ethereum Foundation or against kind of other kind of core promoters, things like that. That is definitely an option there as well. And I think that's significantly better than banning everything. And I think that would potentially provide a little bit of regulatory clarity and maybe not immediately give a boost to the entire market, but over the long term, provide a little bit of clarity and overall be a bullish sign moving forward. The last kind of definitive points I would say is that ETH, somebody comes out, the SEC, the CFT come out and say, hey, ETH isn't a security. It isn't a security because of XYZ. I think that would, if the government comes out, the regulators come out and specifically say that, then I do think that you are going to see a market. I think you're going to see the market pump quite a bit. Personally, in my opinion, I think that if there is clarity given to the fact that Ether is not a security, that ETH isn't a security, then you are going to see a big positive movement in Ethereum and potentially in a lot of the other ERC-20 tokens as well, unless they mention something specifically about some of the other ERC-20 tokens or about anything there specifically. But I do think overall that would obviously be the best case scenario coming out of this is that ETH isn't a security. Now, the one additional thing I think that is important to understand is that there is certainly a possibility of nothing really happening tomorrow. And this is something that going to Twitter that BitZan had mentioned and said, just speculation, there will be no final SEC decision on ETH tomorrow, sentiment leaning on bullish for future outcomes. So that's something I think that some people are anticipating, really no final decision on anything. I wouldn't doubt that at all. You know, I don't know if we're going to come out of tomorrow's meeting with some type of definitive answer on the state and classification of Ether, but it's something you absolutely have to keep an eye on. Now, two other topics here. Bully, crypto bully, crypto Twitter's favorite lawyer. Bitcoin is gold, Ethereum is oil. I don't think the SEC will classify ETH as a security because of Ethereum being really that oil utility, the gas payment network. I think that's something that many people are thinking because of the utility now that is actually using ETH. But on the other end of the spectrum, my man Crypto Donnie Crypto, said, really want the SEC to announce tomorrow that ETH is not a security for the sake of money. Really want the SEC to announce that ETH is a security because it will make all of the new money in crypto unhinged. So pretty funny point, pretty much directly correlated or pretty much directly spot on. If the SEC announces that ETH is not a security, you're either not going to lose money or you're probably going to make money if you have money long in the market. If it is a security, you are going to see massive losses across your portfolio, in my opinion, basically with ETH, with all the ERC-20 tokens, and just judging from my understanding of the market, I do think that the majority of people that kind of watch these types of videos and maybe watch me are heavier in things like ERC-20 tokens than they might be in Bitcoin and proof-of-work coins. So that's something to certainly consider. And even if you have the majority of your money in Bitcoin and proof-of-work coins, like I said, I do think that this would just lead to a massive FUD cycle in the news. You're going to hear, you're going to see it in the Wall Street Journal, you're going to see it in Bloomberg, you're going to see it everywhere. On TV, people talking about ETH is a security, ETH is a security, the second largest cryptocurrency is getting fined, this, that, the other thing. That would lead to a massive negative news cycle, and I think a pullback, a significant pullback in my opinion. Granted, yes, there are other countries outside the United States. I don't want to sit here. I feel like people always yell at me. They're like, United States isn't it. It's not it. I understand that. I do live here, but I know that there's a large world outside of the US, and China banned things and things worked out all right, have been okay since China banned things. Actually, they're a lot better since China banned things. But I do think a lot of other nations look to the United States for regulatory guidance and base decisions off what the U.S. might do. So I don't think it would be good regardless of what happens. What am I doing? I'm keeping an eye on things at this point in time. I'm going to be very much sticking by my computer. I also think that I am going to put some of, depending upon kind of where I'm at, I'm going to put some of my money back on the exchanges and set some tight stop limit orders on the market in case things do heavily dip, because I would love to not lose 50% of my portfolio or 20-25% of my portfolio if the market falls off a cliff, if ETH is deemed a security. So I think that, in this scenario, I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on things, and I think you're going to see a pretty big panic sell-off if there is negative news. So I want to be prepared if that happens, and if I have an opportunity to sell some of my crypto assets and buy them back in cheaper once there's more clarity or whatever it might be, I think that now might be an attractive time for me to do so. So certainly considering that, and kind of this evening going through that process of making sure that I'm ready to go if bad news does hit, moving forward. So I'll certainly be keeping an eye on that. Follow me on Twitter if you're not doing that already. And I'll be, probably tweeting as much about that as possible. Would love to hear your thoughts and your opinions in the comments section if you're watching on YouTube, or just tweet me if you're watching on the podcast at crypto underscore Bobby, that'd be fantastic. Like I said before, hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. The more thumbs up buttons, the I'm just guessing the better chance we're gonna have that ETH isn't a security and you're not gonna lose any money. But outside of that, hit that subscribe button, the notify bell. Thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.